Hello,
and
everyone.
Welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, books, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things, where you can give us a call at Geeks Are Wired, 801-896-4335. That's Geek, if you have a fancy phone that tells you the numbers. You can almost email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You can check out our Patreon page, where we got all sorts of cool stuff, where you can sign up to give us some money so that we don't stay poor and we can keep putting out this quality content for you all the time.
And you can also chat with us on Discord.
Yeah, you get on that Patreon, you can chat with us on Discord, like so many other people. There's so many people there.
There is. We are. And then we have our patrons.
Yes.
All of our patrons.
And there's even the Patreon bot.
Yeah.
They don't really participate much. It's kind of weird.
It just kind of make it, it.
They're a lurker.
It gets people in. It gets, you know, has people leave. Whatever.
It's a lurker.
And you also can get the podcast early when you support.
So you're saying the Patreon bot's pretty much God for the chat?
No. I'm God.
Oh.
It's my minion.
Oh. You have a minion, huh?
Yes.
You're a demigod?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Who's joining us today, Ted?
Well, this week, we have Anthony, who won't stop talking.
I'm sorry. I like talking.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Bill. Hi, Anna.
It's a podcast, so it's a good place for you to talk.
It is.
We also have Mrs. Anna Banana.
Yep, I'm here.
Hello.
Then we have Bill. Bill.
It is.
Bill. Yep.
And I'll be your host this week. And my name is Ted.
Hi, Ted.
I don't know if I'm the host.
We're all hosts.
I just wanted to say that.
Aren't we?
Yes, but which one of us is the host with the most, baby?
Depends on which episode you listen to.
Well, that's true.
That also depends on what your method of measurement is.
Oh, yeah, because if we go by mass, I win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if I hold my mass, you know, snugly? Mine is all very compacted.
Doesn't matter.
Does that mean
mass is mass, buddy?
I have more mass.
You might have more volume, or less volume. I don't know.
Science, yo.
Actually, I think I'm slightly taller, so I probably have more volume too. Yeah, that's right.
I know. I've been doing all these like healthy things lately. So.
Yeah, it's disgusting. You should see his lunch. It's all green. Ugh.
Hey, there was some black chicken in there.
When my food turns green, I throw it away.
What if it was originally green, though?
It never is.
No.
That's not food. That's what my food eats.
You took my line.
All right. Whatever that guy's character's name is, I can't remember.
What?
I thought your favorite color was green, Ted.
It is.
The bacon guy.
So why don't you eat green?
I don't remember. I'm going to have to figure this out.
It's Brett Swanson.
Yes, him.
Brent? Brett?
I think it's Brett.
Bernard? Yeah.
Oh, that was a wonderful intro. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, it was really great. So this week, we're going to talk about so many things.
Start with this one.
Ooh, Fallout 76.
Oh, yes. So this was kind of cool. Fallout 76 is online only, apparently, which is kind of problematic, but hopefully it won't be bad. But they've announced information about their PvP system. And apparently how it works is you can shoot someone, and it does a little bit of damage, and they can choose whether or not to engage you in combat. If you continue to shoot them and they don't fight back, you will eventually kill them. And they will lose whatever stuff they had on them, not their armor or anything like that, just what they have in their inventory. And then you can pick it up. But that makes you a wanted criminal, and everybody can kill you.
No, if they... Okay, no, I think you went multiple routes on this one. So if they say they don't want to fight you,
right,
they get nothing.
But your stuff still drops.
No.
No, you still have to go back and get your gear is what I was reading. They may not be able to get your gear, but you lose your gear, you have to go back and get it.
Okay, I didn't see
just
that
not part. Your armor that you're wearing.
They don't get any of your money, they don't get any experience off of you.
That's
they
right.
They don't get anything off of you.
They really don't get a benefit other than just being a jerk,
yes.
Which some people enjoy that. But they then become a wanted criminal, and their position is marked on the map.
Yes, it's marked with a red star, and then they also can't see anybody else's position.
Yeah, and so then people get extra bonuses for killing those people. So
they become bounties.
Yeah, they get bounties, and bounty hunters can go and kill them. And,
which comes out of their money.
Right.
So either they pay it to get the bounty off their head, or they get killed, and the bounty is taken from their money. So it's very not worth.
That is an interesting.
So if you're a pacifist, PvP. So I'm kind of curious about the idea, because you can identify as a pacifist in the game, early in the game, they were saying. I was kind of curious, like, can you be a pacifist, but a bounty hunter? Like, technically, shouldn't.
I would say no.
Yeah,
no?
Technically, a pacifist could not be that, but...
I don't know. It looks really interesting. It'd be interesting. I might have to get better internet to play Fallout 76, which will make me sad.
But better internet's never sad.
And well, the cost of better internet is sad.
In this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all areas.
So, and our internet bill's going to go up in November.
That's when we need to actually pay for our insurance on our vehicles.
Yay.
Well, we better start saving now. All and by we, I mean you, because I'm going to Comic-Con and I'm going to spend all our money.
Actually, aren't we all going to Comic-Cons? Various ones? You're going to one. We're all going to many.
Is anybody, are you going to the one on this weekend in Salt Lake?
It's not this weekend.
I was so confused by that.
Everybody was.
He wasn't helping either.
Yeah. Oh,
goodness gracious.
So there's Salt Lake's Fan X, Snake River's Fandom Con. Which Snake River Fandom Con actually has some specials going on. You can work. You can stay local at the La Quinta in Pocatello. You call them up and you let them know that you want the fandom special. You get a hold of the front desk and you pay all standard rooms, which are single beds, double beds, or no suits. The rate is $85.
No suits?
No suites.
Okay.
Sorry. No suits. Don't wear a suit.
Yeah, suit's bad. Especially the birthday one.
It's like within walking distance. A short-ish walking distance to the convention.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How much of a discount is it?
I don't know how much they normally are.
Oh, okay. This one says, what,
$85? $85. Oh, well, that's how much it costs for the rooms.
Plus tax per night.
Correct.
So, yeah, there you go.
It's actually worth it to, for cons that are not in the area, it's worth it to get a room the night before. Well, unless, I guess you're going to show up later in the day. But it's fun to have the room the night before, and then you can, like, relax, go to the con.
Instead of having to get to the hotel,
yep.
Change, go straight to the con.
And then you stay an extra night if you can, where this is a Sunday.
Relax and...
Yeah, relax, yeah. Wake up the next morning, gather your stuff.
Feel all refreshed.
Not drive through the night. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you can drive safely, or at least more safe.
Yes. More safe is always better.
Plus, it comes with breakfast. Of course.
Safe's a bad word.
Breakfast. Breakfast. It comes with breakfast.
Ooh. It's a free continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast, what does that mean, is always good. Continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast is usually just like bacon and eggs and a bagel or something like that. It's nothing special.
Let's see, we've got waffles and hot and cold cereal.
Sometimes it's not even eggs. It's
sausage links. Like
sausage links or bacon.
They have fresh fruit.
They have... Oh, those are the additional breakfast items. My bad.
Free breakfast side items.
Yep. All you can drink coffee and juice.
Oh, there you go.
And they also have milk.
Yeah. And bagels.
Bagels?
Exactly. Exactly.
You can get your bagels with your juice and your coffee. And your milk and all that other jazz.
All right.
Yeah, your discounts.
Yeah. So, staying with... I guess going back to Bethesda. So, that's the other thing also with Bethesda's multiplayer games have been wanting to be cross-platform completely, especially with Elder Scroll Blades, which will be on your mobile, it'll be on your PC, it'll be on your consoles. It's going to be on all of them, and it's cross-platform between all of them.
Sony doesn't allow that.
Sony is saying no. They their card game, they're basically telling them fix it. Because they have Legends is their card game.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like whatever the other card games are.
Hearthstone?
Hearthstone? Yeah, exactly, like those. But it's very turn-based. And PlayStation's like, oh, well, we just can't do it. You know, there's all this, you know, things happening at the same time. You know, Bethesda's like, no, we'll take care. You just point them at us. We'll take care of all the server stuff.
I think there was a game that Sony accidentally left cross-platform play on, and they were actually playing with other systems for, like, a week. I don't know what game that was, but that's a rumor I heard on the internet. So it may or may not be true.
Maybe. But this one, they're saying it's turn-based, so...
All the other systems allow it, though, so it can't be that hard.
Well, Microsoft...
I don't think it's a matter of hard. It's just a matter of will to do it.
Yeah.
I heard it was just because they wanted people to be in their ecosystem. They didn't want to...
Oh, they're winning. They're currently the winner on the console war.
Yeah. They're for good reason.
Also, you know, Nintendo doesn't see themselves as competition on any of it. Even though they outsell everyone else. They're like, we're not in the same realm. Don't include us.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I think that's nice.
So it's basically Xbox and PlayStation.
PlayStation and PC.
Well, no, I don't even think that, because I still think PCs outsell consoles.
They do, but I mean, like, as far as games go, like, this game will be on PC.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the games that would be cross-platform would be PC, Xbox One, and PS4. If they support it, if all of them supported it.
Actually, it would be more than that.
I mean, well, I meant for, like, your general games. Not for this card game.
Oh. But, well, no, even for the Elder Scrolls Blades, which is a
RPG. I know, RPG. But generally, your general games are going to be those three things. And maybe the Switch on some games.
So the fact that you have the Switch, the Xbox, PC, mobile phones, both iPhone and Android.
No Microsoft phone?
Microsoft doesn't make a phone.
Oh, lame.
Microsoft decided that they should stop doing things that
they're not
good at. Or that they are
They not, still do it.
Not really investing real money into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So if PlayStation doesn't play nice,
they just won't sell it. Is what it sounds like.
They're not going to make it for PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
It'll probably be developed, but they just won't release it because they have the cash.
Which, you know, it could hurt Sony. Sony's obviously worried about losing them.
I don't think it's going to hurt Bethesda at all.
No, it's not. I'm not worried about Bethesda.
And as far as hurting Sony, it might. Depends on what people think, what they do. People already have, like, the people who would get a PS4 probably already have one anyways. So, a little late, but especially since you can't take it to GameStop and trade it in for an Xbox One, you'll get, like, $2 out of it.
For the PlayStation 4?
Yes. For in-game, you'll get more than that.
Oh, I was like...
You won't get what you think you'd get. It's much less.
It's always less.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Which, I mean, makes sense to a point, but sometimes it just seems too far down.
I don't know.
But that'll be interesting on what Sony does with this.
Yeah. Especially we're giving them absolutely no negotiating on this one.
No. Do you want to talk about... Is this in order? Oh, okay, we'll do that one.
No, it's the same thing.
Oh, it is.
I just put multiple information. But we could go down through...
MoviePass is uncanceling people's accounts.
Yeah, hey. We can talk about that one.
They said that was a bug and they fixed it.
Well, what happened is you clicked into it and it popped up the message, updates to your MoviePass plan. If you had canceled your account and you read through, it popped up a thing about the updates. If you clicked... I accept. So if you clicked on more details, it sent it off to the details. If you accept, I accept, it meant that you agreed to the new terms, which meant that you were uncancelling your account. If you clicked the X in the top corner, you declined it.
Oh, that's kind of...
Uh-huh.
That
this does actually seem like a bug. Like it shouldn't have been on
It should have been like sign or
well, the,
re-up
I, it,
or
do you want
like
to
that.
Continue your account or uncancel your
no,
account?
No, like
account.
The way this reads, it's almost as if it was supposed to show up for existing customers, not ones who canceled only.
Not ones that were within their last 30 days.
Or something like that. Because like this reads as if someone who's an active subscriber, not someone who canceled.
But I would have been up for changing to this plan if while I was canceling because it would have been worthwhile for, you know, at least I could have got movies.
Yeah.
Because under the old plan, you can't get movies.
Yeah. And since they went down to $10, it might be worth it.
Well, it's been at $10 for me.
I know, but they for like 2 days, they were saying it was going to be $15.
Yeah, true.
And then they had a whole bunch of other shenanigans in there.
Yeah. And it looks like they finally defined what they were going to do after the three.
So probably this combined with like, because people were complaining that they, when they canceled and then it still signed them up and then they couldn't cancel again. It probably came up with something like this and they just accepted it and it re-upped them when they didn't even realize it. And
they clicked the ice. But yeah, like the didn't read.
The latest thing I had read about it was that they had fixed a bug that was causing people to get signed up for it that didn't.
Want to.
Yeah. And so like that should have fixed it. And I've been kind of obsessing about MoviePass since I bought stock in it.
It was at 3 cents this morning.
I lost $40 today on movies on stock. But since I'm in it for the long run, it doesn't matter.
Oh, but, and also if you do, check your email too, because apparently it tells you you've been resubscribed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, there's a lot of people that were like, I got re-signed up, and
I didn't ask for this. That's probably what they're saying.
I'm really interested to see. It sounds like they're getting closer to having a viable business plan for MoviePass. So, and that's kind of what, like I said, why I bought into it. Because I think in the long run, if they can get it to work, it's actually not a bad idea. The way they started it with... And
it was a great while it went.
Well, you can go back and listen to what I had said then, and I'm pretty sure you'll hear me saying that this is stupid and that they're never gonna, like, this is never gonna work out. And you know, it didn't. But
the end goal getting closer was to make this a viable model for everyone else, like to make it be subscription based.
Well, they're calling it marketing. They're calling it like a marketing fee. So they get a bunch of people on, and then they get a, you know, basically two free movies a month, and then discounts on the other movies.
Yeah,
and then that drives more sales.
So this what this did was before there was nothing there. Now we have AMC doing something similar. We have other services doing something similar.
These were there. These existed. MoviePass was around before it went to $10.
I know. That's not what that's I know.
Cinemia was around before MoviePass dropped to $10.
Yeah.
Like these things existed. They just were not nearly as you know, noisy as they were, but the fact that when MoviePass dropped to $10, everybody took note. Everybody did.
Yeah, which was the plan.
It just not enough people signed up for it.
Or to me many people signed up for
Too many people signed up. Well,
too many people signed up and were using it.
There was, I think they were in that middle ground. Like, not enough people signed up for tons of people signed up, which hurt them for people using it.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people, I guess, and not enough information.
But if they got to a certain amount of, like, movies being, so, like, if everybody was going through MoviePass, they could just be like, hey, theaters.
Yeah.
Charge us less.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was some of the plans.
Yeah, and I mean that. Yeah, exactly. That is they're like, so we're driving sales to there. So give us a percentage of your concessions.
Yeah, or, give us a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like make them cheaper for us or something like that.
Yeah.
Plus, they'll still have the analytics of all the movies that you've gone to and the other stuff that they might be collecting on you through your phone that you don't know about.
Which reminds me. Speaking of, you know, looking at analytics, what people go to.
I think I know what article you're going to... Oh, never mind. This is different.
I just want all of you at home to know that Bill just tried to spell fantasy, F-A-N-T-I-S-Y.
Fantasy? Just don't. Just no.
No, it's too late. I already told him all.
He can cut it out.
I don't really
care. They already know. Fant-is-y.
Google corrected me. Mm-hmm. So we have a fantasy movie league.
Ooh. Its abbreviations are FML, by the way.
Yes. The worst. But yeah, you get to go in and go, hey, what movies have I...
So you describe it as kind of like a fantasy football or other sports team league kind of thing-ish. Like, it's the same idea, right?
Because you get to see, you're taking an estimate or trying to figure out which movie is going to make the most over the weekend. So that's why, and so you have set amount of money. You go, hey, I think this movie will do well. And you can actually invest in the movie multiple times.
Fake money?
Fake money.
Yeah.
All right.
And you go, hey, what is going to do well this week? And we have a group. You just have to search for a league. You have to search for the Geeks Are Wired League. All one word.
Is it Geeks Are Wired or Geeks Are Wired League?
Well, they are leagues.
Yes, but I want to make sure, because if they're looking for Geeks Are Wired League, are they going to find anything?
They
will not.
Will not.
They need to search for just Geeks Are Wired.
All one word.
That's correct. No spaces. Camo cased.
I think it'll probably work without camel case too.
It does. I didn't put camel case today when I found it.
If you don't know what camel casing is, Google that. You're a geek. You should know.
Make sure you put camel casing. All right, then.
So, Monday will be our first week. We'll be joining the challenge. But if you go to fantasymovieleague.com and search for the Geeks of Wired League, you can join us.
There's an app too, isn't there? A phone
there
app?
Is an app. There is. It actually makes it really useful, in fact.
There's an app on Android and on iOS.
Well, nobody cares about iOS.
There are people who care.
Those aren't
Don't
real
alienate
phones.
Our listeners.
One quarter of this table cares.
It used to be half.
It used to be more than half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they were like, oh my gosh, this phone sucks.
Nah.
Yeah.
They were
why,
just.
Why don't you have an iPhone anymore, Anna?
She had a 3-year-old iPhone.
Because mine is so old.
Yeah, why didn't you go with another iPhone, though?
Because she wanted to try
They were the
new.
Same price.
Maybe because we had buy one, get one free for one thing.
you're selling me out now, woman. What did you say? You told me before we went and got your phones that you didn't really want to get another iPhone.
Yeah, I actually did want to go for an Android instead of an iPhone.
Which is fine.
Because I got her, I talked her into an iPhone before because I figured she would be better with a toy than a real thing. I'm just joking.
Mine is
she
as
chose.
Much real as phone as yours is.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, so there's also one more catch.
What's that?
Caveat.
What's a caveat?
I don't
know
what
a caveat is.
After you search it, it's going to ask you for a password.
Oh, yeah.
The password is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nope.
In numerical form.
Actually, yes. On that one.
So it's password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just the numbers. Don't spell them out. They're just the numerical numbers.
And you got to do it in that tone, too.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
And only an idiot would have that type of combination on his luggage.
Hey, remind me when we get home, Anna. I need to change the password on my luggage.
Oh, okay. It looks like my 0000 one's good now.
Yeah.
We're good.
That just means you're not an idiot. It's still a bad password.
9999992.
Aha! So where are you? I don't know. Should we just go with these, or did you think I was going somewhere else?
No. We're good.
I have to swap. Ah, oh, didn't save it.
You have to enter. There you go.
There we go. There you go, Ted. All for you. The Fantasy Movie League.
The Fantasy.
I might keep that in the show notes as is, too.
I don't remember what I thought you were going to look up.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
Isn't it obvious? FRIENDS.
So, Robin Hood.
Also, back to Robin Hood, you and your buying stocks.
Oh, yeah. Robin Hood stopped you from being able to...
not yet. They will
buy.
Be.
No, it is.
No, they
it's
you.
Currently in effect.
Oh, they said in a couple of days
you cannot buy MoviePass stocks on...
until they Robin get about Hood 10 cents. Right now.
It said something about like not wanting you to buy stocks under 10 cents due to volatility and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so you cannot buy stocks on there until they recover or they're delisted. Yeah.
So even if they're delisted, that still won't matter.
You can sell them, you can't buy them.
Yeah. So if you want to buy them, you have to use a different broker,
mm-hmm.
which usually to trade with on other brokers, it costs money. So,
yeah, it really wouldn't make sense to buy like $60 worth.
Oh, it might. Well, if you dump in a thousand
with a fee,
if you dump in $1,000 and do a day trade because it went up a lot, it might make sense to pay the $10 fee from another broker at that point. Like if it doubled, because then you get $2,000 back.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that's kind of a dangerous game with the stock.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about.
It's about half the price it is when I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen. I don't know, at least it's only half the price when you bought it.
It kind of, you got more hose than me, for sure.
Yeah, I'm part of that crashed 99.99%. My $30 turned into, I don't even know what it is, 10 cents now?
How many do you got? You got two stocks, right?
I have two. I went from 300 to two.
So, that reverse stock. That's worth like 6 cents.
Yay!
Way to go, buddy.
I have 6 cents in MoviePass.
You're not doing very good at converting your money. The conversion rate there sucks.
Yeah. I helped support them. I got lots of advantage out of them.
Yeah.
I basically paid for my movie tickets.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, let's talk about some of the smart devices. Let's go with this one. So many, many moons ago, the FCC came out, and when I say many moons, about like 4 months ago, the FCC came out saying that mesh networks need to have a networking standard. The catch is 4 months ago, there were lots of mesh networks already out.
Yeah.
And everyone went, cool story, bro. You have good luck getting us to do that.
Waited too long.
Yeah, that's the idea. They did wait too long. But the idea behind all of them sharing the same mesh network standard is that you can buy an Aris, you can buy a Google, you can buy whoever.
And they'd all just work together.
Absolutely. You don't have to stick with one brand because there's various advantages to some of them. But
so the mesh network, for people who don't know, is that just a, like, it's two Wi-Fi access points, but they look and act as one.
Correct.
So if you go from one, like if you have a really long house, like a 100-foot long house, and you put one Wi-Fi network at the other and another one at the other, whenever you go between the two, like, because you'll still get, about in the middle, you'll get coverage from both, but you'll connect to whatever one's stronger, right?
Yes.
And it'll be seamless?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's rebroadcasting the same signal between these. So,
for the people who didn't know.
Yes. Good. Should probably explain that a lot more.
And I also was curious if that's what it meant, too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, I usually go with it rebroadcasts the signal. So with that,
I think there's a little more to it than that, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's fine. It works.
Same channel, same. Well, it actually doesn't have to be the same channel. No. Because a good mesh network will recognize which channel it's on, and they won't
butt heads against it. They won't use the same one, because in the middle, they're going to cancel each other out if they do that.
Yeah. And that, well, especially if you have three. Like you said, you walk in the middle, and you might be crossing over between mm-hmm. the two. You put one in the center, it's going to be fighting with the...
Instead of having all the coverage, you'll have none.
Yeah.
Spotty coverage.
It would be much worse. And also, good mesh networks, they'll actually identify where you are, and mm-hmm. they'll give stronger signals in certain spots.
Yep.
So, but Aris is the first product to do this now, which is awesome, because at least somebody went that way. Because a lot of people were like, you're too late, we're way too far with this. But yay, I'm happy about this, because it's good for the future. It's good that people are actually following the standard.
Depending on how it's implemented, like if it's just at software, theoretically all manufacturers could just push out a firmware update and then everything all of a sudden has it. I don't see that happening, Well, maybe with like Google or something, maybe, but with the rest of them, no, not really.
So this leads me to a question. There are a bunch of Wi-Fi networks around Pocatello called Pocatello Mesh. What's that? How do you get onto that?
Yeah.
I've often wondered that, actually.
Yeah, I know. Especially where it's a WEP and it's not very secure, but it is...
Oh, I didn't know it was a WEP.
Yeah, it's WEP. It's not very secure, and it is MAC address.
That's not hard to
spoof. Well, yeah, it's not really hard to get around.
You can get the key.
Whitelisted, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can get the key and then do MAC address spoofing really easy.
So who runs it? What's it for?
It's for your officials that drive around and check your license plate.
Oh, police.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for them?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do anything with theirs.
They might get real mad. All of a sudden you have a
federal warrant. Crime on you.
Yeah, you have a warrant out for your arrest.
Don't mess with that one.
Why is it WEP?
Because not all people are smart.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, come on. There's so many of those WEPs still around. If you have WEP people...
It also slows down your network, though, too.
If you...
Change it to WPA2 if you cannot. At least two. There's actually three is coming out.
Well, I think WPA would be better than... The other one.
WPA is better than WEP. WPA2 is better than WPA. And WPA3 is even better, but it is only like a router that I know of has that technology.
And it's because WPA2 has been cracked.
Oh, come on. They've all been cracked.
I know,
Let's see. WEP, you get around by listening to it because it hands back the password.
Yeah.
Each and every message that's sent.
Yep.
WEP or WPA1 hands back the password upon connection. So if you're listening to, if somebody's listening when
something connects,
when you're connecting, they can pick it up. If they didn't pick it up, they disconnect you and they listen again.
Yeah.
So if your internet is constantly being kicked off, somebody may, and this is, you know, it could also just be your router sucks.
Yeah.
Somebody could also be listening.
And WPA2 is like a three-way handshake, right?
Yes.
So it's a lot harder to
spoof, but it's not,
but
impossible.
Not impossible. What's WPA3 do? Do you know?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's new.
And they'd probably still explain what it did. Maybe not. All right.
They're keeping it hush hush. They don't want anybody to know.
Is this device out yet? The Aeris?
The Aeris. It is. I don't think it is yet.
It does not look like it's out yet.
Oh, it's the Wi-Fi Alliance. Sorry, it wasn't the FCC. I thought it was, which is weird. I thought it was the FCC that did that. Yay. But it will be out soon. It's going to have AC. It's four antennas. It's going to be all sorts of fun.
It's going to come with its own air conditioning.
Why not?
Well, it's alternating current, buddy.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
Guess they don't run off DC anymore.
Nobody cares about DC.
But give it time. It'll be out.
What about CC?
That's later.
My daughter turns on the CC on my TV all the time. It irritates me. Which is funny because when I was a teenager, I turned on the subtitles on the TV all the time and it irritated my dad. I don't know what happened, but I'm becoming my dad.
Fate is cruel.
Aww.
Fate is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Also, karma may or may not be real.
And karma. So, along with that, Samsung has come out with their new mesh network / SmartThing device. There is the new Samsung SmartThing Hub version 3.
AI-based mesh tech.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
So that's a lot more of the technology based in, like, hey, you're using this in your living room. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of devices in your living room. You should probably give you more power in your living room.
Oh, so it's like a dynamic quality of service kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that quality of service in the past has kind of not been great on your standard consumer routers.
Yeah, I clicked the wrong button. There. Is that right? I don't know. It's the wrong one. I don't know. But so... Oh, I think that's... Okay, so what this is not... Because they were getting rid of all the old ones, which were... Went down to, they were like $100 each, and then you get three for like $300 or $250.
What is this?
That is the old mesh Samsung SmartThings mesh network.
Okay.
That dropped to like $70 to $100, which gave it more, which was kind of nice, but I kind of was expecting a new device to come out because there's a lot of talk. So this has better Z-Wave, better Zigbee, and uses Bluetooth 4.1. And the nice thing about Zigbee, having better Zigbee, is it could support Threads, which Google and Apple are both actually stepping into because it uses the same band, which is nice, which also uses the same band as Wi-Fi.
What is Zigbee Threads?
Zigbee and Threads are two different things. It's like Zigbee and Z-Wave. They're just wireless things that they can work on. Or there's the wireless technology that they go through. It's like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and radio frequency. These are all just different technologies operating on different bandwidths, which I also found out Zigbee operates on the same 2.4 bandwidth as your wireless. Your Wi-Fi? Yes, your Wi-Fi.
The standard Zigbee or the new Zigbee?
Yeah, Zigbee. Zigbee. It has a lot more, it has more channels, but for like the ranges, it really. So you could have especially some interruptions. For the
devices that don't take a lot of power. They can't pump a lot of power into connectivity.
Yes.
Makes sense.
The other nice thing about these new devices is they do not need to be plugged into your router or anything.
They're all wireless.
You can now plug this, set this wireless or this hub up anywhere in your house, and it'll just wirelessly work.
Nice.
Yes. I have to admit, I kind of like the wired. But yeah, so they came with all the new devices. I was looking through them. The new motion detector, the new water sensors. Some of them look nice. Some of them... I still hate the door sensors. The door sensors are still that style of like the magnet between the two things. Though their door sensors are also great as a garage door sensor.
Yeah.
Because it's also a tilt sensor. They still... And these are do have multiple things in them.
Tilt sensor.
Yeah. It can tell you the...
No, I know what a tilt sensor is. I just been playing with a lot of Arduino stuff lately. And
you had to deal with that.
It just gave me an idea.
Oh, nice.
I was just playing with one. So,
see, has temperature, like a lot of these have temperature, tilt, motion, which also, that is the one nice thing about a lot of the door sensors, and they're also good for Windows, is it also will recognize vibration. So if you put it on a window, it'll recognize if the window's been broken.
Oh.
Yeah. So actually, they're nice. The nice thing about the new ones, so the hub got more expensive than the last generation, even compared to the original price.
Because it has Wi-Fi now?
You could have got the old mesh, which had Wi-Fi in it too.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Is it because of the software?
Probably software, hardware, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But the sensors got cheaper.
That's nice.
So, like, it's $20 for the new multi.
Yeah, these are actually real competitive, because before, if you scroll up to the top where the motion sensor thing before the they're usually you were hard pressed to get that for not this one but like just a motion sensor period. They're usually $40 to $60. Like the Echo Bee one that does this as well is I think $60.
they brought the price down on their old one, which is 25, but they used to be like 35.
Yeah. What's the other one?
This is the other. This is the one that I have.
No, the one above it.
This is the new one.
Yeah, but it's the same price.
Oh, that is the same price.
That's.
But this one's smaller and newer and prettier. And the old one used to be $10 more.
And it might have other stuff on it, too. Interesting.
All the sensors. And even the old one still has, it still has temperature sensor.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's built in. All the fun things. The water sensor actually has gotten better. I remember looking at the old one.
Was it not very good?
I was just looking at it. It's nice. It's not a terrible thing, but...
I was thinking about getting one, actually.
I don't know. I've been looking at some of them. I just think I need to... And $20 is not bad.
No.
Like, this is not bad. I definitely need to work on getting the water sensor to work with a water shutoff valve.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
If there's water at these places, like if your dishwasher starts, pouring out water or your, mm-hmm. Clothes washer, something.
You can just shut off the main.
Yeah. Your water heater explodes.
I mean, if that explodes, you're probably not around anyways.
Well, I'm hoping I'm not around.
No, I mean, I was going more morbid.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're right above it.
Depends. It doesn't have to just take off.
They generally take off.
Oh.
Usually the bottom breaks out. If they do break out. But that's what the safety sensors are for.
Yay!
Instead, the valve will blow out, and then you'll have water all over.
Yay!
Which is better than a hole in your roof.
So.
Says you. It's not as good of a story, though.
But if you don't want to get... So the new ones, the new mesh is for three of them to cover your house mm-hmm. with the smart things is $279.99. Or you can get a single one for $120. We'll just round up the penny.
Okay.
But you can still get Gen 2 for $70. And there's minor things. A little bit better technology. I'm not running out to go buy Gen 3 anytime soon. I like my Gen 2. It works. It does everything I need.
Is it your router? Or is it just connected right now?
It is connected to my router.
I know, but I didn't mean router. I meant Wi-Fi as your access point.
No, it's just a standard hub. Okay. It is not a...
Oh, I thought that was the mesh one.
No, there is a mesh one also.
Oh, but you don't have that one.
I didn't buy the mesh one. I almost bought the mesh one when I saw it for sale for like $70.
But you didn't need it.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, my house isn't huge. My Wi-Fi is okay. I have a ridiculously great router. Router already. So, yeah, I can transfer stuff between my house at like gigabit speeds. And then there's the outside world when it leaves, when it goes.
And you get a whopping 2 megabytes.
Yeah.
So fun.
So... We'll do one more thing you guys want to talk about in these two topics.
I don't know. They're both interesting.
I don't care about either of those.
The Wall Plus Plus.
The Wall Plus Plus. This is really interesting, actually. Oh, it's a YouTube video I put up here.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because it was really cool.
Okay.
So the idea behind this is they come into your house, or you can actually set it up yourself. You won't need light switches. You won't need anything else. And they put tape up your wall. They put everything over it. They spray paint it. You paint over it all. Put the wires on. And what it does is it will be able to read what is on in the room. It'll be able to read as you get closer to the wall. So you can actually like have gestures. Kind of like how the Kinect was supposed to go.
Yeah.
So you could be like, oh, when I move my hand up, I mean, turn the lights on. It also can recognize when devices are on.
This has a Disney logo on it. That's interesting.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Okay.
But it will also recognize devices as they run.
What?
So a
hair dryer and a drill?
Yeah, so it recognizes that the device is running based on noise and the electrical
How does the iPad one work? It wasn't making any noise.
It wasn't making noise, but there's the electrical field and the feed off of it.
That's kind of cool, but kind of creepy.
And it knows generally where it's at, all these other things. So you start. So there's actually a lot of great ideas behind all this.
Yeah.
You go like, hey, these things are going on in the house, or the da-da-da, and so on and so forth. Yeah, somebody just turned on a light.
And you can see when the TV's going, and then the TV's now turning off, and the thing on the thing goes off. That's cool. That's probably really expensive.
Oh, yeah, I pretty much guarantee it. But actually, they were able to get at... what was it? I think it was like $20 a square foot. Like, it's expensive, but it's not...
Not unreasonable.
Not ridiculous. You're not going to do your whole house.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to eat your eyes.
Well, I hope
so. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Do you know if it's only just one wall in the room? Or if,
oh,
they,
no, you can
if
have,
they do all
you can
four
do
walls?
As many walls as you want with this. Or where do you... I guess I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, if they only set it up, like, in a given room,
mm-hmm.
do they have to actually, like, mark it through all four walls? Or is it just done on one wall?
You can do it on one wall. You can do it on part of a wall. You don't have to do the entire wall or the entire room. It's just by doing the entire room, you gain the advantage of mm-hmm. the walls are now usable as stuff.
It kind of hurts my brain because, like, as you think about light switches or, like, wall outlets, like...
Well, I don't think you can get rid of wall outlets yet.
Not okay. unless they improve wireless power. Substantially,
but eventually, I guess if
yeah,
if you have something like a wall outlet, or if you have like a phone jack, or like another
phone jacks,
another
wall. No, just give me a hard time.
Okay,
you get
how about
internet
jacks?
Through? You get internet through a phone jack, so
you
I don't
still
even hear
you
it
still
spell.
Get that.
Okay,
you might
or,
get
wait,
internet.
I don't have
yeah,
internet
I don't get
through
I don't get
jack.
Internet through my phone.
People get internet.
Okay, well maybe like
their
a USB
phone yeah. jacks,
like a USB jack to like charge up your phone or something.
And their idea behind this is that the wall has not changed in pretty much a
ever?
Long time.
Since it was first thought of, like, thousands of years
Are
ago.
Are you kidding? The walls have changed a lot. The materials.
So you could set it up without having to actually put in other switches and things that yeah. you would normally have.
I never would have thought that the wall would be the next smart device.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need a light switch anymore.
I thought the
you
walls
just need a wall.
Thought the walls were
that
safe.
That makes it neat.
I know.
And you could decorate your wall.
Haven't you heard the song, Anthony? The
What's
walls
that?
Are alive with
the
sound of music.
The walls are alive or with the sound of music.
The walls are alive with the sound of music.
I wonder if that would work with walls where you have like the switch that turns on and off your outlets. Or if that's not gonna be a thing yet.
Yeah,
that,
because
that's
it's
not
got
a thing yet.
It's got power it's got conduits through the wall that it would detect too, like on the inside of it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's not
have noise.
Yeah, it's not something that they've built in yet, but
I just found it interesting that it was able to detect the stuff that wasn't even plugged in at all,
yeah.
like the drill,
well, because
or the iPad.
You know, these things still give off.
Yeah,
an
they still give off radiation.
Signal.
Yeah, that. Yeah, they're shielded, but they're not perfect.
Have you seen anything with like vacuums or like devices like that?
I haven't seen any videos about them talking about that, but
there's actually a thing that you can put on your mains power. Like it clips on to, like around your mains power that can monitor
oh, yeah.
your stuff, and it uses machine learning to kind of figure out what's on, and it can basically it like depending on the signals that your appliances generate. I think this one on this one guy that I watched a review on, it got down to, like, it could tell when each one of his elements inside of his oven turned on. Not just when the oven turned on, but mm-hmm. when each element turned on. So.
Could it distinguish between the elements?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think it was supposed to. I think they just showed up as both, like, two ovens, but it was kind of cool.
So it couldn't say the front left element is on. That's what I was asking.
No, it just knew it was an element. Like, you'd have to tell what it was, but you could with using that you could figure out what's using the most power and how it's like if you leave your TV plugged in all the time but not on, how much power it's using and stuff like that. You could do it at the house level instead of having to put it on each individual outlet. Okay, zoom in enough.
Never.
Are you that
there
blind?
There is a vacuum machine option.
Does it only recognize those devices?
Well, it's just an example of what the devices
Touch
look like.
Touch ID.
With a signal to noise ratio in the decibels.
The trackpad, the Dremel, the floor lamp, the egg beater, electric fan, coffee grinder.
Yeah.
And blender. And sander. And Touch ID.
Apparently the drill has the highest decibels in a signal to noise ratio.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
I don't think a floor lamp would make that much noise.
It'd make electrical noise.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in the middle. Or is that the high end, kind of?
This isn't necessarily like sound, right? It's just electrical frequency noise.
Mm, just electricity passing through a wire does it. That's why the iPad didn't react until they touched it, because it ended up sending signals through everything that, hey, this is doing something right now.
I find it interesting that Touch ID is on here, which is part of the iPad.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. No, I thought that was really interesting.
Trying to see if it picked up on there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of making your house a smart home, is that...
Well, this actually makes more sense in the idea of moving towards our smart homes.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, we have all these devices. I wouldn't really say that we have a smart home yet. No. I say we have homes that are smarter, but this definitely is a step towards smart home.
Yeah, because then it can actually see what's on and go from there.
Talk about motion sensors.
Yeah, right.
It's like, hey, there's somebody's walking through.
That's kind of scary.
Then it can actually tell if it's a cat or not.
Aha. Or a dog.
And if it's your cat and not a stray.
Or if it's lights from the outside. Actually, it could.
Yeah, it could figure out if it's your personal cat or if it's a stray. Or, you know, a random owl that crashed through your window.
Does that happen to you often?
No. Can't say it does. I do bring it up a lot, though. I don't bring it up that often. I think it's the first time.
I forgot about this guy.
Oh, Cosmo.
So, yes.
There's a Kickstarter for a new one.
Yeah, there is. Okay, absolutely last thing this time. I really want to go this way. It's called Vector. So Cosmo
is
super,
a lot of money.
It is. Cosmo was $150 initially.
Ted has one of those.
Yes, I do. It was free.
Oh, nice. And you have to use your phone with it, with the original Cosmo.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not necessarily your phone, but you got to connect with some device.
Okay, true.
Via Wi-Fi to it. So it becomes a wireless hotspot, although it's not really a hotspot. Anyways, you connect to the network, the Cosmo network. It shows the password on the little face, and then you can like upload a program to your phone. So it is on your phone or an Android device. But you upload a program, like a Python program, to your phone via debug mode, and then with that, the phone sends the signal to the Cosmo. So all it does is just respond to the Wi-Fi. I thought it was interesting it didn't use something like Bluetooth, but...
Yeah. No, that was kind of it, I thought. So the new one, Vector...
Wi-Fi chips are cheaper.
...is... He doesn't need your phone
permanently.
He can do his own thing. You can play with him. You can talk to him. You can tell him to take a picture. You can ask him to search things.
And he'll make sure you have no overcooked dinner while he's watching.
Yeah, he'll wander in the house.
It actually says that on there. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, he can wander in the house. He can do whatever. When he goes, gets low on charge, he will head back to the charger. Obviously,
so it's kind of like a cute little Roomba, except for it doesn't vacuum.
I'm sure if you trained him, he could probably figure it out. But he is kind of small. So
Same size as the Cosmo?
I believe he is, yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty small.
And initially, the Kickstarter is $200. He's going to be $250. But he has a lot more capabilities. Even while he's charging, as long as you're not asking him to do movements, you can still ask him questions, set timers.
So it's a mobile Madame A.
Exactly. or Google.
I wonder what it used for its back end.
He's a mobile assistant.
Does it say what it uses for its back end? Because I doubt they have their own. They might, though. Like, as far as voice assistant.
Oh, no, it's just it. Yeah, it's just apparently, it? Yeah, you have to say, hey, Vector.
Right, no, like, that makes sense, but I'm wondering if they're leveraging, like, Google's API or Echo's API or Cortana.
I think it's their Cortana. Own, because if they were, that's French. My bad. There's more stuff with it, too. I forgot, because we'll get to that with Google and Cortana the last few minutes. But I would expect if they were going to use any of those, they would be using that keyword.
Oh.
Where really? This one is.
Well, I was meaning maybe they had, like, I don't know, an agreement with one of them where they just relay stuff to them.
Well, it kind of worked pretty well with
right.
The original.
I don't know. It's just curious if they did that to cut some corners or if they made their own. That's all.
Yeah. I guess I could see that. But
or if it's like a skill for the Echo. That'd be interesting. Like if it was its own little skill.
I'm not thinking. I'm thinking they did their own thing.
That's what it looks like. I don't know. I might get it. Looks kind of cute.
I am like pondering because it will become available in October. Like, you'll get it in October.
I don't think it's going to be able to move around people's houses very well unless they have
hardwood floors. Yeah.
And even then, if it's the same as the other one, like if it's dirty at all.
As Cosmo.
It picks up stuff all over the ground and stuff, and it starts to gum up the wheels a bit. Looks like it has a better camera, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's object detection.
It actually moves its head around.
Like all of its exaggerated movements.
Yeah.
Almost looks like it's throwing a tantrum.
Well, that's some of the ideas. Like if it loses a game too many times, it will throw a tantrum.
The first one does. He gets irritated when he loses.
Oh, does he?
Shakes his little thing up and down and
he's like, "Arr."
It's super cute.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy it.
And also I'm like, ah.
And the API was kind of cool in that you could make it swear because it doesn't read words by like reading the word and like having it up. It just like does it phonetically. So you can figure out how to make it say swear words. It'll swear. You can make it speak other languages, but you need to know those languages, obviously.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is in Python again, too.
Interesting. Wonder why.
What they started with it, might as well just stick with it.
Might as well, yeah.
I hate Python, that's why.
You hate Python?
I hate Python.
Aww.
Don't let Alex hear you say that.
Amazon's assistant and Cortana.
Yes.
That was actually something else I died through in the show notes, but I didn't see it.
So is this the final thing?
Final, yeah, finally. Until the final words. Oh, wow, there was more stuff down there. They finally made Amazon's assistant, Madame A, work with Cortana. After it was announced a year ago. So now you can apparently ask Cortana to pull up Amazon's assistant, or you can ask Amazon's assistant to pull up Cortana.
I just wish it was more streamlined. Like, if I...
You don't want to go...
Hey, Madame A, let me talk to...
Cortana. Yeah. Tell Cortana this.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, like, if I have the Echo and I want to have Cortana be the default voice, because, you know, obviously, they have it has the better voice, in my opinion, because it's Cortana from Halo. And who doesn't want to listen to her? Yeah, it'd be nice if that was the default thing, because you can't really get a voice assistant that's just Cortana.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
The Xbox One?
Yep.
That's not just a voice an assistant, though.
Oh.
That's what I was meaning. Like, you can buy an Echo Dot for cheap.
But it's so much more. It's also a speaker.
You're right. But it's still like you communicate with it with voice. There's no controller.
The future.
The only ones that have touch screens are the Spot and the Show.
Okay.
So, I just mean there's no dedicated device for it like there is with the Google Homes and the Madame's of the world.
The Echoes.
The Echoes of the world. And all of its various forms, which there are a lot of them now.
All right.
There's even a kid's edition.
Yes.
Which
costs more.
Costs more and comes with a cool little silicone case.
All right. And that's our show. Let's go to famous last words.
Bill. Go. Ted.
Bill.
Ted.
Bill.
Ted.
Bill.
Anthony. Anna.
You should get yourself one of these little pets.